back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg and I'm really finding it very hard to talk because I'm smiling so hard. I've got Corey and Leslie sitting opposite me and they're Zumba teachers in Maryborough. And there's more to that story too, but they're so lovely. They're sitting here and I asked them to do a little bit of a feel free to dance to the music, didn't I?
Yes,
you did.
And you guys made the music seem really cool with your Zumba moves.
your seat
Zumba moves. But, yeah, you got rhythm, Corey.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so you guys contacted me through the Facebook group.
Yes.
Everything Fraser Coast. And like what I normally do is when I get a post shared, as you probably experienced, I don't just share everything. I first of all say, well, I'm happy to share as long as you do a podcast with me. Well, that's preferable. And then I'll do a blog as well. And I'm really interested in the story behind people sharing because I find 100% of the time people that are sharing stories or things that are happening in the community to my page, they've all got really interesting and positive stories. Not necessarily just silver lining, like, you know, butterflies and rainbows.
No.
Ups and downs, but at the end it's positivity. So...
That's right.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
Oh, and
amazing.
It's so lovely to talk to a couple of people from Maryborough because Maryborough really supported me from the very beginning.
Awesome.
And I've had a few months, 3 months, believe it or not, without support, so I wasn't able to get out and about. And I really missed getting to Maryborough. I used to love going to Maryborough about once a month. So thank you for coming to me.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, so
you're more than welcome.
And are you true blue local Maryboroughers? Maryboroughians?
Maryboroughians?
You're from the borough.
From the borough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there, what, nearly 30 years?
Yeah, about 30 years.
Well, I'm going to declare you as local.
Oh, cool. Because I did hear somewhere they said, no, it's 50 years.
So oh, okay.
I still got 20 years to go.
Okay, and then you book a plot in the cemetery.
That's it.
Exactly. So like, that's fine.
Yeah. So what drew you to Maryborough 30 years ago? Because, gosh.
Cheap land.
Yeah.
It was cheaper. Yeah.
Wow.
And my middle son had asthma really bad, like mold asthma. And because of living in New South Wales, winter was just a nightmare. So we were told basically come to a warmer climate for his asthma, and that's what we did.
Yeah, well, that I believe that's still being prescribed now.
Yes,
for asthma.
Yes.
And so you were formerly New South Wales,
yes,
residents,
yes,
born and bred,
yes,
yes.
So do you go for Queensland or do you go for blues in state of origin time?
Oh, blues, yeah, of course,
the blues.
Still,
yeah.
Just to let you
but
know,
we can still talk.
Yeah. Well, I was an avid Queensland fan forever. But I just look better in blue. Yeah. A couple of years ago, I gave up and went, oh, I just like blue better.
See, it's such a nice colour.
It is.
I just don't do maroon, I'm afraid.
No.
Sorry, Queensland. Anyway, so you guys have got such a cool story because mum and son duo.
Yep.
Like, I just think it's fabulous. And I would love my son to get into it, the act of doing something with me, like, or even my daughter in actual fact. But I think this is just gold. So has the Zumba always been something you do together?
No, I think we've done a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a
joke. Together.
Yeah.
Even from when he was little.
Yeah.
We've always, I don't know, we just click.
Yeah.
We just got the same warped sense of humour.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
we do.
I'll throw you the question of how did you fall into doing Zumba?
So, Mum started it first because she had the old the DVDs that you get from like Big W, and Mum did it at home on wooden floor when she tore her calf muscle.
Because I did it barefoot, so it caused sweaty feet. Wooden floors, you stick like super glue, and I turned and went down because I tore my calf muscle. So when I healed, I thought, oh, I better learn how to do this properly.
Oh. Well, I was just thinking, gosh, you must have been really pushing yourself pretty hard. But I don't think I've ever had sweaty feet when I've done exercise.
Well, then, yeah. I must have been pushing hard. So then I went to Zumba classes and that, and then ended up been able to become an instructor, and I went, I'll jump on that bandwagon because I loved it so much.
Yeah, so how long had you been doing it in classes before you became an instructor?
About 18 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, because I thought there's got to be, you know, if somebody's sick or something, and the class is cancelled, and you sit at home thinking, I want to go to Zumba. So then I thought, if I'm an instructor,
you
I have to go.
And you're really infectious. Like, I could just see that you could make people want to turn up.
Oh, thank you. You're
vibrant. So, Corey, you became an instructor too, or you were an instructor in training?
So, I was an instructor a year after Mum, because after Mum did a year, she said to me, oh, you know, come do Zumba. And I sort of went, no, I can't picture that, because, you know, guys do tend to shy away when it comes to anything dance-related.
Okay, so we'll just explain, because the viewers can't see you, though I did do a little clip of you dancing before, but they haven't seen you yet. And you kind of got big, broad shoulders, and I think you said you play footy, or you used to play footy.
Yeah, I used to play football, yeah.
Yeah, so you're a dude bod.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
I like that.
Yeah, so I can totally get the hesitation of you going to do Zumba. Yeah. So sorry, you continue now. Yeah, I can picture you.
Yeah. So then the mum sort of went, oh, you know, it'll be good for you on the football field, because you can pivot well, so you can like get your balance right.
Can I just say, as you were doing that with your hands, with my eyes, I thought you were going, you can squeeze the butt.
Oh, he looked everywhere but
exactly. So first time in the class, and got like, if there are some moves of Zumba where you do like a bend down, and I also went, I'll look up, I'll look away.
Oh, you're a gentleman.
Yes. Because at that stage I was, well, probably still, I was the only guy in that class, and
you're in the back row,
of course,
hiding.
Because I was like, yeah, just like. Because I'll admit, when I first showed up, I was thinking, I must be in the wrong class. Like, this is not it. Then after three classes, I'm like, nah, I love this.
That's awesome. And I think you've just opened up the gates there to take this on a really different direction, this podcast. So you're the only guy. You end up in the back row.
Yeah.
Are you still the only guy in the class generally?
So normally, yeah, it's like in our class, yeah, I'm still the only guy.
Okay, so are you single?
Yes, I am.
Ladies, there's
what a catch.
There's a catch here.
And he knows how to fold fitted sheets.
Where the hell did that come from, Mum?
Because that's another talent to have. How many people just roll their sheets?
Exactly.
Well, I was just about to talk about your moves.
Well, that too.
Oh,
well, he knows how to wiggle, that's for sure. So you guys, you were telling me that you do the Zumba classes together. You're a team.
Yes.
And then you back each other up if, you know, one's sick or can't make it.
Yes.
So classes are never cancelled unless it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Or a public goal. Yeah. Generally Christmas.
Yeah.
No, not the
Christmas and New Year's mainly, yeah.
And do you find that you attract all ages?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. We have a grandmother and her granddaughter. They come. The other one had little Bubby.
Yes.
We did have the three generations of one family coming. Yes.
Oh, how beautiful
is that? Oh, it's amazing.
And have you had any luck in recruiting football players as a means for them to keep their training off season up?
So, no, we haven't been successful with that.
Yet I heard the Broncos do Zumba.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes. And a lot of the big name tennis players as well.
Yes. So that's a whole avenue, and
we'll
have to see if we can drum up some support for you.
Yes.
So then the ladies have something to look at while the
boys,
football players have something to look at.
That's right.
Are we talking Zumba, or are we speed dating?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Oh, look, you can tell that your classes are just a lot of laughs.
We have fun. That way you forget that you're working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just need to enjoy yourself.
I really like you guys. You don't take yourself seriously. Same as me. And I think it's wonderful. I really do. So your Zumba is called Moves.
Moves with Leslie and Corey.
Leslie and Corey. So it's just your names.
Yep.
So everyone in your class has no excuse for forgetting your name.
That's
exactly.
Right. Unless we decide that night we're changing our names, which every now and then he's George.
Yeah.
Especially if I make a wrong move, then George changed it.
Yes.
And so whereabouts do you do your Zumba?
Well, Tuesday nights we do it out at Integua Hall at Munga.
Yep. And hey, Munga. Yes. First time Munga gets a mention on the podcast. You are in the Fraser Coast. We haven't forgotten
that's
you.
That's it. Yes. 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 And then Wednesday night at Tanana Hall, Tanana. And both classes start at 6 p.m.
Awesome.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the Zumba or even just about your life in general in Maryborough?
So the best thing with Zumba, like we said, it's an hour of fun. So like once you walk in, all your worries just go out the door and you're just there for yourself and just have a great time. When you laugh, you work extra hard and then then at the end you sort of go, oh, why am I sweating?
Yeah, well, when you're laughing, are you moving your hands to say that you work on your abdomen?
That's right.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Excessive laughing or excessive coughing creates the same.
In class, it's laughing.
The laughing class as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I'll share your Facebook page blog and hopefully help you spread the word of what you're doing because, you can always fit more people in your hall, I'm sure.
Oh absolutely. My word. And if you can't afford it, still come and see us and we can work something out because I'd like everyone to be able to have a little bit of fun and exercise.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Be good to their body.
Yeah, yes. So you can be an absolute beginner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're not dance professionals.
No.
I know it's a shock, but we make mistakes too.
I love your humour.
It's always fun that when you, as instructors, make a mistake, you see your students and go, oh, they're human like us, thank God.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you have to be able to laugh at yourselves.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
The moment you take it too seriously, you might as well just give it up.
Yeah.
We're there for fun.
Yeah. Now,
that's fabulous. Would you like to ask me any questions?
Oh, where to start?
Sorry, Corey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am single.
Well.
Oh, sorry, I just thought you were going to ask me.
Are you married?
I'm also probably double your age.
I don't think you are.
You know I don't see wrinkles.
Sweet. I must look like 18 or something.
I don't see your wrinkles.
Because I'm 61.
Are you? Good on
you.
Yes. Fabulous. And you'll be 61 for a long time with all those Zumba moves.
Yeah, well, we're off to America next year for Zumba. There's a big Zumba instructor convention.
Yeah.
And they get about 7,500 to 8,000 instructors worldwide just all converge into Florida for 4 days of just... full on.
We take over.
And it's amazing.
Have you been to one before?
Yes.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, yes.
And we're going back next year.
Oh, wow.
It's fantastic.
It is.
And does everybody, do they happen to do a Zumba together? Because that would be amazing.
They do flash mobs, which would love to do a flash mob locally.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
What is a flash mob?
Like you go through a shopping centre or something, then the music starts and then people just start to join in and dance and that. So it's
Okay, I'm going to give you a plug of where you could do this and it would probably work really, really well with a supportive crowd. Get in touch with the Maryborough State High School and at the next Fraser Pop Culture Festival.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do one there on the Saturday and one on the Sunday.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be fantastic.
Yes.
The principal there, Simon Doan, would be totally supportive.
Oh, fantastic.
He's a fun person. So, and the festival just is full of people that are, you're living sort of a bit of fantasy in some ways.
Yeah, cosplay.
When you go dressed in
costume. Well, we do that too because we have nights where, theme nights, so we dress up for Zumba.
But that'd be, I can see Captain America doing Zumba now.
He's already done
it. Yeah, I did that.
He's been Captain America.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Well, you know I've got a thing for Captain America. If you go back in my podcast, you would have known that.
Okay. We must have.
We must have.
Oh, Okay. No. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Fabulous idea.
So how long have you been doing this for, did you say?
I started on the 5th of February this year.
Awesome.
And I think you are my 51st
podcast. Oh, that's
podcast.
Nice.
51st since I've been streaming to Spotify and Podbean.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about my 85th if I count the ones that are just on YouTube and were on Facebook.
Before that.
So, but I'm counting from the Spotify and Podbean. The ones before I just count as they were my practicing until I got all the right tools.
Oh, that's great.
To sound as professional as I am.
That's right.
Very professional.
I love the suit you're wearing.
I try very hard to put on a Bogan accent, you know. Keep it royal.
That's right.
Exactly, you know.
So, please, when you go to Florida, maybe I can give you a couple of Everything Fraser Coast shirts.
That'd be amazing. Oh, they would love that. They all look for the handouts over there.
Promote my podcast. Yes. That would be awesome.
We can do that.
Okay, well, my people will talk to your people,
yes,
and we'll make it happen.
Fantastic.
Leslie, Corey, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Moves with Leslie and Corey.
Yes.
Sounds absolutely fabulous. It really does.
Thank you.
I hope you get a good turnout. I hope you continue to keep growing and just keep having fun.
And that's what it's about. And thank you so much. We appreciate your time and doing that too. Yeah.
You're welcome. You. And please, Corey, show me your moves. Dance me out.
No worries.
Corey.
He's such a shy kettle.